On Monday, there were reports that a 28-year-old man was arrested and charged for deliberately starting a fire in Fishhook, destroyed four homes, severely damaged several others. This was when we had gusting winds across the Cape Peninsula. Now it's been revealed that after his arrest, he's now been released by police over lack of evidence. Simon Lyle Cook is the ward councillor for that area, Ward 61. Good morning, Simon. Really appreciate just tell us the background of firstly why this 28-year-old man was identified and arrested in connection with starting these fires deliberately.
Okay. Good morning, Lester, and good morning to the listeners. Lester, the issue here is, first of all, I spoke to the public prosecutor last night, and we had a discussion, so she made it clear that the docket hasn't been closed. The docket is still open and investigations are continuing. So just that in terms couldn't hold him any longer until we have more evidence, and that's coming from the investigation. So I'm going to be very careful what I say, not to jeopardize the case as it goes forward.
So a case that the case is not being withdrawn, he's simply being released, and the case could still come back and be reinvestigated, and if sufficient evidence, he could appear again.
Absolutely, the investigation actually isn't. It's going on, ongoing. It's just that we hadn't, the police hadn't provided her with sufficient evidence to justify holding him further at this point. The docket's still open, and the issue here is that all fires in December, those are fires down here. We had one the other day in Glencairn. We had one the other day in Red Hill. On the road there, so we've been having lots of little sporadic small fires being started by somebody, and our investigation is using the neighborhood watches and talking to people and checking footage of what's been going on and what happened immediately after, who was seen in the vicinity of these fires, investigating what they were carrying on them, and so there's a link here. It's just not at this point strong enough to hold him in terms of our current laws.
You broke up there, and I think I missed a crucial bit of your conversation there. You're saying that there have been a series of suspicious fires in the Deep South over the last while, not saying that this man may be connected to those, but it is suspicious that there have been a number of small isolated fires that have been cropping up over the last while there.
Exactly. Now, Glencairn, Red Hill, Simonstown, small fires that have started, been deliberately started by somebody, and our investigations with the neighborhood watches and having a look and checking who was in these areas, that led us to this man was exactly in the area at the time the fire started, and he was seen in the areas at the other fires. There is further evidence which we've got to gather and which we have gathered, but definitely, you know, pretty much like the Parliament buildings which burnt down in Cape Town. These are people living on the streets who are in strange places at strange times of the day and night. And then when the fires start, we've created a link here with a number of fires in the area.
Is there any specialist investigations happening, or is it just left up to police and the fire department? You do say that neighborhood watch is also providing their input. But if it is believed that these fires are suspicious, is there any specialized unit that is investigating it?
Yeah, exactly. What we did immediately on the same day, on Sunday, when the neighborhood watches identified this guy, we called the city's special investigation unit down to make sure that they were following the docket, that they helped us gather evidence, that they made sure we were doing it all right. On top of that, we have the forensic guy. The guy, Rob Erasmus, is always involved from a forensic point with fires, and Rob Erasmus is in this one. So we're making sure that we're doing all the investigations and that the evidence gathered now assists us in being, I think, more disciplined in following up fires after the fact. Because we've had so many fires, we're learning as we go along what we need to do to try and make sure that we've done everything possible to proceed with prosecutions where we can find culprits.
Really appreciate your time, Simon Larcock, Ward Councillor for Ward 61. Robbie Erasmus has been on the station several times. He's with Enviro Wildfire. He helps investigate fires, and maybe we can get him on the show next week.